I struggle on Mother's Day between all the feelings that come with grief and feeling blessed and proud. I have two sons. The younger one is here. He is 25 and doing great. The older one passed away at 19, 10 years ago. I want to celebrate being my younger mother's son or my younger son's mom, but the grief for my older son always overshadows it. I'm trying to find a balance. I've regained 4 pounds recently. Extra, I deserve it bites. Or so let's separate out the eating. Let's just focus on being, let's see, I don't think Suzanne's coming up. Lori, I'm gonna call on you. Let's focus on the one piece where you're gonna be caught between two worlds. And what I want to know is the grief from my older son always overshadows celebrating the mom that I am. Maybe that's the way it needs to be. Have you ever thought about that? That if that's the way it always is, it's like maybe I'm supposed to grieve really hard for this son during this time. That doesn't mean that I don't love this one. And it doesn't mean that I didn't do a great job with this one and stuff. It's just, this is a painful holiday for me. Because I think that that's true. And I think when you're making it seem like it's bad, that it's painful, and that somehow it's taking away from the other kid, instead of you just remembering, I love that son. I've done a great job with that son. But maybe Mother's Day and this, during this time, this is not when I'm supposed to have balance and equanimity. I am supposed to grieve this part. I am supposed to not feel great during this time, but that doesn't mean I'm not proud. And that I don't love the other son. Like just finding some space right there. Now, as far as first, we got to find that space because when you stop beating yourself up and you accept, I'm supposed to feel this way during this time, then I deserve it doesn't have a root anymore. You're not eating because you deserve it. Because now you're not bad. Now you're not doing it wrong. Now you're literally doing what you're supposed to be doing. So you don't have to deserve anything. You're actually doing what you truly deserve, which is having time to mourn your son. And I want to tell you, I think I've read several of your posts. We have been working on this a little bit. I know we've talked in Facebook. I've seen the posts and stuff. I get this, and I don't think it's that you think that the grieving is ever going to end, but like when we say, it was 10 years ago, my grandmother lost a child. Joseph was, he was just about a year old, and he had water on the brain. And they told my grand, this was way back in the day. My grandmother's been dead 20 years now. And he was the son between my uncle and my mother. My mother was the youngest. And they just told her, we can operate and he's got about a 10% chance of living, or we cannot operate and he has zero chance of living. She had to make the hardest choice ever. And he didn't survive the surgery. And I cry because I watched my grandmother for, 50 plus years, every year around that baby's death, mourn and cry and grieve so hard. And I think we all wish we could have done something for her, but she didn't need us to do anything. She needed to miss that baby. And I think that, sometimes we just, I don't know. It's for some reason when it comes to losing people, we think we should just get fucking over it or something. I don't know. I don't know that you're in the place where you're thinking you should get over it, but I feel like you've spent so much energy the last few weeks in trying not to feel bad that it's led you to eating and it's led you to feel worse trying not to feel bad and to miss your son when I think you're just supposed to. And so I would just invite you to think about What would it be like if I was just unapologetically grieving my son? I miss him. That is just my truth. So I would think about that.